A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus came to a town of Samaria called Sychar, near the plot of land which Jacob had given to his son Joseph. Jacob's well was there. Jesus, tired from his journey, sat down there at the well. It was about noon. A woman of Samaria came to draw water. Jesus said to her, "Give me a drink." His disciples had gone into the town to buy food. The Samaritan woman said to him, "How can you, a Jew, ask me, a Samaritan woman, for a drink?" For the Jews used nothing in common with the Samaritans. Jesus answered and said to her, "If only you knew the gift of God and who is saying to you, 'Give me a drink,' you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water."
Give us living water. Give us living water.
Give us living water. Give us living water.
The woman said to him, "Sir, you do not even have a bucket, and the cistern is deep. Where then can you get this living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us this cistern and drank from it himself with his children and his flocks?" Jesus answered and said to her, "Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again. But whoever drinks the water I shall give will never thirst. The water I shall give will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life." The woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water so that I may not be thirsty or have to keep coming here to drink water."
Jesus said to her, "Go call your husband and come back." The woman answered and said to him, "I do not have a husband." Jesus answered her, "You are right in saying, 'I do not have a husband,' for you have had five husbands, and the one you have now is not your husband. What you have said is true." The woman said to him, "Sir, I can see you are a prophet. Our ancestors worshipped on this mountain, but you people say that the place to worship is in Jerusalem." Jesus said to her, "Believe me, woman, the hour is coming when you will worship the Father neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem. You people worship what you do not understand. We worship what we understand, because salvation is from the Jews. But the hour is coming, and is now here, when true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. And indeed, the Father seeks such people to worship him. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and in truth."
Give us living water. Give us living water.
The woman said to him, "I know that the Messiah is coming, the one called Christ. When he comes, he will tell us everything." Jesus said to her, "I am he, the one speaking with you." At that moment, his disciples returned and were amazed that he was talking with a woman. But still no one said, "What are you looking for?" Or, "Why are you talking with her?" The woman left her water jar and went into town and said to the people, "Come see a man who told me everything I have done. Could he possibly be the Christ?" They went out from the town and came to him. Meanwhile, the disciples urged him, "Rabbi, eat." But he said to them, "I have food to eat of which you do not know." So the disciples said to one another, "Could someone have brought him something to eat?" Jesus said to them, "My food is to do the will of the one who sent me and to finish his work. Do you not say, 'In 4 months the harvest will be here'? I tell you, look up and see the fields ripe with harvest. The reaper is already receiving payment and gathering crops for eternal life, so that the sower and reaper can rejoice together. For here the saying is verified, 'One sows and another reaps.' I sent you to reap what you have not worked for. Others have done the work, and you are sharing the fruits of their work."
Give us living water.
Many of the Samaritans of that town began to believe in him because of the word of the woman who testified, "He told me everything I have done." When the Samaritans came to him, they invited him to stay with them, and he stayed there 2 days. Many more began to believe in him because of his word, and they said to the woman, "We no longer believe because of your word, for we have heard for ourselves, and we know that this is truly the Savior of the world." The Gospel of the Lord. I'm sure that many of you have seen that commercial on television that ends with the words, "What's in your wallet?" Well, today I'm inspired by the gospel you just heard to ask this question: what's in your bucket? Like the Samaritan woman who came to the well with her bucket, maybe we do also every time we come to Mass on Sunday. We're looking for something to put into it, something that will be nourishing, something that will be refreshing, something that will keep us going for another week. Well, what happens when you get to church here with your bucket? The same thing that happened to the Samaritan woman? She was just looking for water. Instead, she found living water. Jesus gradually drew her to faith in him. First, she just called him, "You, a Jew." And then, next, she called him, "Sir." Then, "I see you are a prophet." And finally, "Can this be the Christ?" Do we go through a journey like that? I think that depends on what's in your bucket. I mean, what do you expect to get when you come here for Mass? I can't answer that for you. You have to answer that for yourselves. But I know one thing. I know what is offered to you. What I think is offered is the same Jesus that confronted the Samaritan woman. You notice, He didn't care that she was a Samaritan, a natural enemy of the Jews. He didn't care if she had been divorced 5 times. He didn't care if she was worshiping at the wrong temple, or maybe not going to temple at all. All he cared about was the chance to give her living water. Living water makes us come alive, even if we are dry and parched as Southern California. How do we get it? The same way the Samaritan woman did. We ask for it. We believe in it. And we accept it as she did. The same Jesus who spoke to that Samaritan woman at the well long, long ago is here with us this morning in the Eucharist. The very same one. We come with our empty buckets. And strangely enough, he is the one who asks us for a drink. What he is looking for is our faith in him. And that's the irony. His thirst is slaked when he offers himself to us as living water, when he offers himself for us to drink, if we are thirsty enough. It would be so sad if we left this church with empty buckets. So, what's in your bucket?